This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question, is the believer saved before he is baptized in obedience to Jesus Christ? By teaching that a sinner is justified by faith alone without any further acts of obedience, our friends obligate themselves to find certain passages of Scripture. And I want to spend a little time today in looking at some of those things which they've obligated themselves to find simply by affirming that one is saved by faith alone. Likely they do not fully realize the task which this contention, that is, the contention of salvation by faith alone, places upon them. But the task is there nevertheless. In espousing this viewpoint, they have obligated themselves to find, first of all, a passage which teaches that men are justified by faith only. Now bear in mind that a passage which teaches that men are saved by faith will not suffice. I want to insist as strongly as anybody that the Bible teaches that we are saved by faith, but that is not the same thing as saying we're saved by faith only. Now I live by breathing air, but I do not live by breathing air only. If I didn't eat food and rest and so forth, I couldn't live very long. I live by eating food, but I do not live by eating food only. I could eat all the food there is available, but if I stopped breathing air, I would soon be dead. So you see, there is a great deal of difference between finding a passage, such as Romans chapter 5, verse 1, which teaches that we are saved by faith, and finding one which says we're saved by faith only. As a matter of fact, rather than saying we are saved by faith only, the Bible says we're not saved by faith only, James chapter 2, verse 24. You see that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. In the second place, they obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that men are saved by a dead faith, that is, by a faith without works. For we find in James chapter 2, verse 26, "For as the body, apart from the spirit, is dead, so then is faith without works dead." Now, whatever is dead is powerless. It's inoperative, unable to accomplish anything. And, of course, any faith that is dead is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish anything at all. It certainly is unable to accomplish the salvation of the soul of the lost person. But every faith which is not led to acts of obedience is a dead faith. And so these people who hold that men are saved by faith alone obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that men are saved by dead faith. But, my friends, it simply is not in the Bible. Third, they obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that men can be saved while loving God or loving men more than God. Since John chapter 12, verses 42 to 43, proves that one can be a believer and still love men more than God, it is clear that the theory of salvation by faith alone is wrong. I remember in a discussion with a man a few years ago who taught that salvation occurs at the very instant one believes, I asked him the question, does a man have to love God before he is saved, or does love precede faith? He insisted that love comes after faith. If he had said that love comes before faith, in the light of his argument that he had made on 1 John 4 and 7, which says, "Whosoever loveth is born of God," then he would have contradicted his view that men are saved at the point of faith. For he then would have had men saved at the point of love, which, if he had granted that it occurred before faith, would have had him saved before faith. But since he said that love comes after faith, in the light of his contention that men are saved at the point of faith, he then had himself affirming that men are saved while they do not love God, but while they hate God. But it's clear that this is a false doctrine. In the fourth place, they obligate themselves to find the passage which teaches that one can be saved while refusing to confess Christ. But this cannot be, for Jesus made clear in Matthew 10, verses 32 to 33, that we must confess him. Be with us next time as we continue this vital topic.